Hey, this is Derek Wooten. I'm lead pastor of Makers Church here in Cincinnati, Ohio, where our desire is to make disciples and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us through our podcast. We pray this message speaks life and encouragement into you and what God is doing in your life. Hope you enjoy it.
All over the room, I have got, oh man, I feel like preaching. If you didn't already feel it already, I feel like preaching today. The Lord has just released a prophetic word in my spirit to release as we're finishing this 100-day movement. Now, if you're new, we started at the beginning of the year, and 100 days we have committed to praying, to pushing away some type of food, something we've enjoyed, fasting, and giving just generously in so many ways, but also just getting in the Word of God. How many of you guys know we need the Word of God in our lives? And so it's been beautiful to see what God has done. And today it's Palm Sunday, on top of being the time that we're celebrating as the 100 movement. It's the time where we're going to see in the Word of God that the King of Glory, Jesus, he came into Jerusalem, and it was just a triumphant entry. But I'm going to tell you, the Lord told me this week while I was praying and preparing that my sermon today, my title is even prophetic, because I heard the Holy Spirit tell me to tell us, make way, the King is coming. Make way, the King is coming. And I'm telling you, between this morning and tonight, I believe that God is setting us on a course for the rest of our lives on the earth to see the glory of God in fresh and powerful ways. If you're ready to receive that, somebody say, I'm ready. I'm ready. But here's what I want to do. I want us to pray today to position our hearts to hear what the Spirit of God is saying and to receive everything that He is releasing. Because I'm telling you, church, our best days are not behind us. They are ahead of us. Our best days are ahead of us, but we want to walk in the new of what God is doing together. So go ahead and open up your hands like you're getting ready to catch something. We're going to pray together. Father, I thank you today, God, because you have been so good and faithful. Lord, you do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God, we come into this moment, God, with expectation. Lord, your word even tells us, God, that during the feast season, in the spring and the fall, these are times of refreshing. God, you're refreshing your people right now. And Lord, I pray, God, as we step into this, God, moment with you, God, may we step in with faith and expectation. And Father, I pray that today, God, may every spirit and soul be opened all day and as we move forward. And may the King of Glory come in. And may you have your way today in us and through us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Come on, if you're ready, somebody shout amen. Amen. Come on, be seated all over the room. Hallelujah. Now, and we do have, you don't know that yet, but we have a little gift for you as you're leaving today just to commemorate the 100 movement together. But I'm excited because I believe that I'm on assignment on this Palm Sunday to preach what the Holy Spirit has said, and it was make way. One more time, somebody shout make way. Make way, to preach on make way. And we're celebrating today the 100 movement. We've combined with thousands of people to do this, and we've really spent a good bit of time so far in 2022 understanding that Jesus desires for us to be the glorious church. How many of you guys know that Jesus wants us to be a glorious church? You say, well, Pastor, are you sure? Yeah, because the Bible tells us, we've seen it, Ephesians 5:27 says that Jesus might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. A glorious church, a glorious bride that is without stain or flaw. And we have learned in these weeks that we can see this. The only way we become a glorious church is by experiencing God's glory. The only way that we become a glorious church is by experiencing God's glory. And Jesus desires for us to be a glorious church and bride. Why? Because that's what he's coming back for. How many of you guys know we're about to celebrate this weekend? The first time Jesus came, he came for everybody. And I'm thankful he came for everybody, because at the time, none of us deserved to receive him. But then his blood made us worthy. Come on. Oh, I'm so thankful for the blood. But we know something. He came the first time for everybody, but the second time he returns, he's not coming for everyone. He's coming specifically back for his bride. He's coming specifically back for his church. Look to your neighbor and say, we got to be that bride. Come on, tell him, we got to be that bride. We got to be that bride. He's coming specifically back for a glorious bride. And we have learned the only way we can experience God's glory. Are you ready? The only way we can experience God's glory is to do what we've been doing, position ourselves to receive it. The only way we can receive what God is pouring out is pursue the Lord and position ourselves to long for his glory again, to have an hunger for the outpouring of his power and his spirit and even the unseen attributes of God that we have yet to experience, his beauty and majesty and goodness. We believe that God is pouring them out in fresh and greater measure, and we want to be the people of God to receive them. That's what we feel like God is doing. And I know some of you say, well, Pastor, that sounds obvious that everybody would be doing that. But listen to me. So much of the church today has focused on just about everything else but the glory of God. So much of the church in this time that we're in humanity has focused on everything else but the glory of God. But that's why we at Makers have been participating in this 100 movement, because we have expectation. Somebody say expectation. We have expectation that the new wine that God is pouring out, we're ready to receive. If you remember way back in December when I shared with you that we were saying yes to the 100 movement, there were so many kingdom leaders and prophetic voices that were sharing the heart of God about desiring for him to release this. And we said yes, and we've been making room over these 100 days. We've been praying. We've been fasting. We've been reading God's word. We've been generous in our ways. And I want to tell you something, because we have made room for the glory of God, we have also made a way for the King of Glory to come in. Let's see that for a minute. We have made room in our hearts. We have made room in our habits. We have made room in our lives. And because we have made room, we have actually made a way for the King of Glory to come. We've made a way for the King of Glory to come. Can I tell you, we have been operating in the same anointing that rested on John the Baptist, that was prophesied over him in Isaiah 40, where it said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, the rough places smooth, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all, somebody shout all, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. That's what we've been preparing and pursuing for over these last 100 days. And this is what the Holy Spirit said. He said, because we've made room, because we've made a way, make way, for the King of Glory is coming. Now, you're going to have to raise your faith to jump in with me on this one, because I told you, I believe this is prophetic in what we're doing. And if you know anything about prophecy and the prophetic realm and the prophetic words that happen, if you don't step into them, they don't do nothing. If you don't believe and step in with faith, it's just going to sound like a bunch of silliness. Look to your neighbor and say, don't be silly. Come on, don't be silly. Tricks are for kids. I'm just kidding. Okay. But see this, church. I believe this is what the Holy Spirit is saying. And I want to tell you, I know that the 100 days are coming to a close. But hear me when I say this. Even though they're coming to a close, we're not finished. In fact, we're just getting started. We are just getting started. We are just getting started, because I believe the King of Glory is coming to reveal himself in greater measure to his bride. It reminds me of what King David declared in Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10, where he said, open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, invincible in battle. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of heaven's armies. He is the King of Glory. Let me tell you, yesterday I spent hours in here and I was just declaring Psalm 24 over this house and over our hearts. In fact, I want us to declare, can we take a minute and just declare those three scriptures together? Come on, not just, listen, not just over us, but over our families and over our city, over every church in Cincinnati, that we want to see the glory of God come in. Are you ready? Come on, lift your hands. Come on, we're going to declare it together. Are you ready? Open up ancient gates. Open up ancient doors and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord invincible in battle. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Heaven's armies. He is the King of Glory. Come on right now with your hands lifted. Give the King of Glory some praise in this house. Hallelujah. Come in, King of Glory. Come in, King of Glory. Come in, King of Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the King of Glory has made his way, is making his way to us. You say, Pastor, who is the King of Glory? It's Jesus. Come on, even 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says that he is the Lord of glory. Listen, he is the King and he is the Lord of glory. Jesus is the King and the Lord of glory. And I'm gonna tell you something, we need him more than we ever have. We need the King of Glory in our lives, church. There is a time that we are in right now in humanity. We need Jesus to come and meet us, and we need him to continue to shape us and refresh us and cleanse us and strengthen us so we can be the glorious church. We need the King of Glory. We need Jesus. We need him so we can be the glorious bride without stain or flaw. And listen, we need him right now because we are in such a pivotal time in humanity. I believe it is a Kairos time, a Kairos season, that I believe if we're the King of Glory, if we'll make a way for him to come, this is the season the church is gonna start winning cities again. This is the season the church is gonna start discipling nations, raising sons and daughters, making disciples and making a difference so that the kingdom of God can advance in every part of our lives and in every place of societal influence in the earth. Come on, if you believe it's that kind of season, somebody say amen. Come on, we need him. We need the Lord. We need the King of Glory. And what is so beautiful, church, is that today as we celebrate these last 100 days, I believe it's also a time that we get to come together to remember when Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, when Jesus made that entry and right before the feast of Passover and right before he was about to become the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. And so on this Palm Sunday, church, I want us to look at Jesus' triumphant entry because I believe there's some things in the text that the King of Glory desires to do in us today. Somebody say today. I believe he wants to do it today in us. I believe there's things he wants to do for us and through us. But listen, just like a way was made for his glory to be revealed then, I believe it is happening right now, and the word of the Lord today to this house is make way, make way. So if you've got your Bibles, I want you to go with me to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, the King of Glory is coming. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. It's gonna be on the screen, and we're gonna read it together, and we're gonna see what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, it says, now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and he said to them, go into the village opposite you and as soon as you have entered it, you will find the colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. Everybody say, loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it. And immediately he will send it here. So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of them who stood there said to them, what are you doing loosing the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And then those who went before and those who followed cried out saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Somebody say Hosanna. Hosanna. Listen, Hosanna in the Hebrew literally means save, we pray. Save, we pray. Can I tell you, this is the season that we need to be declaring Hosanna over lost loved ones. We need to be declaring Hosanna over our city. We need to be declaring Hosanna over our nation. Why? Because if somebody doesn't know the Lord, we need the Lord to save them in Jesus' name. We need to be declaring Hosanna over every lost loved one, over every friend. But I want to show you several things from this text, church, that happened that I believe are symbolic and prophetic of what's happening now. So if you go back to that text, go back to Heather, go back to verse 2 so they can see it. I want us to look in verse 2 where Jesus tells the disciples that they will find a colt that no one had ever sat on. And Jesus looked at them, he said, you find that colt, you loose it, and you bring it to me. Right there, you're about to see Jesus fulfill one of the hundreds of prophecies that he fulfilled from the Old Testament. This was one of the messianic prophecies that he fulfilled. It's from Zechariah 9:9, where it says, rejoice, O people of Zion, shout in triumph. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey's colt. So he fulfilled this prophecy by doing this. How many of you guys know that Jesus is smarter than you? Listen, he'd win Jeopardy quick. Come on, somebody. He would do it. But I want you to see verse 2. I want you to see verse 2. Because what happens is when Jesus gives this command, we see that there was a colt that was tied up. This colt was bound and it was kept in this one place, but Jesus, without even physically seeing it, he knew exactly where the colt was, and he told the disciples to loose it because I have need of it. I have plans for that colt. We find also the colt had never been ridden. Here's what's interesting. The colt was set apart and no one knew the colt had been set apart. The colt had been set apart for service to the king, and even its owner didn't know anything about it. And what's interesting is that you find that this colt, no one had really ever noticed it or paid attention to it because it was just tied to something close to the door just on the street. But can I tell you, even though no one knew who that colt was about to shine. That colt was about to shine because it was about to play a part in fulfilling a prophecy from hundreds of years earlier. And I believe this is a revelation for us to see, church, even right now in this time and season where God desires to do greater through his people. Why? Because I believe just like we have seen that we are like that colt, and sometimes other people don't know us and don't see us. But guess what? Even though we might have been hidden for quite some time, I hear the Spirit of the Lord declaring that even though you didn't think you knew or Jesus saw you, Jesus has seen exactly where you are, and you've been set apart for a specific time in this season for supernatural and significant kings in the kingdom. I heard Isaiah 60 over the house today where it says, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. Come on, if you want the light of the glory of God to shine on you, come on and lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive your glory. Come on, I receive your glory. I receive your glory. You see, church, when I see this colt and I see these things, I think there are times, many places where we have felt tied up or bound. But can I just declare prophetically over you today that the King of glory is coming to untie you. The King of glory is coming to loose you. He's coming to loose you, what has bound you, so you can be propelled into the future that he has for your life. See, right now, I just declare it. May the King of glory loose you from the pain of the past. May the King of glory loose you from disappointment. May the King of glory loose you and untie you from the expectation of others. Right now, I declare the Lord is breaking ties of bitterness off your spirit. I declare anger and wrong relationships and wrong perspectives are broken in Jesus' name. Spiritual apathy and indifference, may the Lord break them right now in Jesus' name over hearts and lives. See, but I found that we've got to get to a place where we long to be loosed by the Lord. Because sometimes we inevitably just accept that we're going to be bound, and we think we're always going to stay bound. We think we're always going to stay tied up. But listen, I believe in this season, what you can see in this text is prophetic for us, that God wants to untie some of us who have been tied up. That over these last 100 days, we've been positioning for the Lord to loose us to a greater level, to the destiny and plans that he has for our lives. Come on, if that's you, I just want somebody to say, Lord, loose me. Lord, loose me. Lord, loose us. Lord, loose us in this season that you have for us, that we may walk in what you desire for us to. Because can I tell you, church, it gets better. Because I believe that as the Lord unties you, he's also going to start unlocking some things in you as well. As the Lord unties you, he's going to begin to unlock some things as well. I believe in this season, the Lord's going to get ready to unlock greater favor and revelation and anointing. And I believe new gifts inside of you. Why? Because just like that colt, are you ready? He has need of you in this season. The Lord has need of you, not just people like me or somebody that's got pastor or somebody that's got some kind of title. He has need of the people of God in this season. Because can I remind you, you are not born on accident. You were born with a heavenly assignment to fulfill in the earth for the kingdom of God. And he's got need of you. And guess what? Because he's got need, I believe as God is untying hearts and untying perspectives and untying places where we have been bound, that he's also going to begin to unlock things inside of you that you need to go to the next level that God has for your life. But what I tell you a second ago, if you don't believe it, nothing's going to happen. But if you say, Lord, loose me. Come on, somebody say, Lord, loose me. I'm telling you, there's something shifting in the spirit as we declare these things today. Lord, loose us and get ready, God, for what you have for us in this season. I believe God desires to do supernatural things in you and through you that are going to honor King Jesus in greater ways. Listen, God desires for his glory to shine on you, but also to shine through you in this season. He desires it. I believe Isaiah 60 is a word for the body of Christ, arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord is upon us. I believe that we need to understand those things, church. And I feel like that we need to understand as we get into this text that it is our season to be unlocked to the fullness of what God has for you and me. If you believe it, say amen. But I want to go further. See, because that colt's day just didn't stop with getting loose and untied. That colt's moment didn't stop when he just got loosed and untied. The colt wasn't just loosed and let go, but he was untied and then he was united with Jesus because his assignment wasn't over yet. His assignment wasn't over yet, because what we see in the text is that this colt was the one to carry Jesus into a place where there were people who were literally shouting to Jesus to save them. This colt was carrying Jesus into a place where people needed saved and rescued by Jesus. He was to carry Jesus into an environment where people were literally saying, "Save us, we pray." Can I tell you, you need to hear me this morning, because I want to tell you, Jesus does not just loose you to let you go crazy. Jesus does not loose you just to let you go crazy. But can I tell you, he has loosed you and untied you. He has delivered you so you can deliver him into places and environments where there are people that are literally lost and don't have a savior and they need rescued by Jesus. In this season, I believe God is looking for those who will be carriers of the presence of God, will be carriers of his glory, that will take him to the very places where there are people that are lost and broke down and confused and deceived, who need saved and rescued by the King of glory. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to be a carrier of the presence of God? Because I believe in this season, God's looking for people who will carry his presence, who will carry his power, who will carry his preeminence in every place that they go. Why? Because in these moments, God has need of you and me. He accomplishes his will through people in the earth. And if we can say yes to not just saying, Lord, I want to be loose, but Lord, I also want to be united with you. God, I want to take my yes, and I want to unite it with your yes. And God, I want you to take me to places. God, let me be the conduit. God, let me be the vessel. Let me be the voice of truth. Let me be the hand of encouragement. God, let me be the one who can shine the light of your love and your goodness and mercy. Can I tell you, God can use even a donkey to accomplish his will in the earth. And if he can use a donkey, he can use you. Say, Pastor, why do you say that? Because you need to understand that while you're special, God can use anything. Look to your neighbor and say, God can use anything. I was sweet right there. Stay with me now. Listen, church. I believe the King of Glory is making his way, and he is coming to us so we can carry him into places of societal influence. How many of you guys know that is the mandate of the believer? It is not just for us to gather here and feel better about ourselves and then go back to mundane, monotonous lives. The mandate is to be a carrier of the presence of God into the places that God has sent us so we can shine for the kingdom of the Lord. So all the places, pastor at my job, yes. Pastor at the places where I do business, yes. Pastor in my home, yes. Pastor everywhere I go. Everywhere you go, be a carrier of the presence of God. Be a carrier of the presence of God into every place where people need a Savior. How many of you guys know there's not a place that we probably can't find? Sometimes we can even find churches where people need Jesus. Be a carrier of the presence of the Lord. And we see that he untied this colt because he had need of it, and that need was great. And we have to understand in this season, God is looking for people that will be carriers for the King of Glory. Carriers for the King of Glory. But I got to go back to the text. I'm almost done. Verse 7 and 8, because it's not done. It says, then they brought the colt to Jesus, and they threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Now see this. The people took off their outer garments, and they laid them on the ground as the King of Glory came through. They took off their outer garments and laid them down as the King of Glory came through. Now, this was a big deal because it was a sign of honor. Everybody say honor. How many of you guys know that honor is a kingdom principle? And if we honor the Lord, we should honor everybody else. We should honor one another. And so this was a big deal because this was a sign of honor. This was a sign of honor. But listen, it was also an acknowledgement that Jesus was the Messiah that they had been waiting on. It was an acknowledgement that Jesus was the Messiah that they had been waiting on. This was a sign. Are you ready? This was a sign of something better had arrived. This was a sign that something better had arrived. Now, how many of you guys know that this was spiritually symbolic of what happens when we encounter Jesus? This is spiritually symbolic of what happens when we accept Christ. Let me show you how. Because the Bible tells us that the old things and the old nature has to be taken off and put under the feet of King Jesus so we can put on a new nature that's from him. Let me show you from the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 4 declares, it says, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. See, I believe that in this season, as we've been pursuing God, I believe there's an opportunity for some of us to take off our cloaks and garments of heaviness, take off our garments of doubt and anxiety and worry and fear, so we can put them down under the feet of Jesus where they belong, and then we can put on a garment of praise. We can put on a cloak of hope. We can put on the goodness of God and the new nature of Jesus in every part of our lives. If you believe that, somebody say amen. See, it's symbolic because just like they did that with their physical clothes, we need to be doing that spiritually. We need to be taking off the things. Listen, we need to be taking off the things that weigh us down or keep us from the fullness of what Jesus has for us. Put it under the feet of King Jesus. And then we need to put on righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. We got to put these, listen, this is the season, church, to take some stuff off and put some new stuff on. For too long, for 2 years, we've been carrying around junk. For 2 years, we've been carrying around heaviness and frustration and grief and sadness, and we're not sure what's going to happen, and we feel like we've just been stuck. Well, can I tell you, just like that day when the King of Glory came through, they took off those things. They put them down, and the King of Glory came in, and with every step he took, it was defeated. It was under his feet, and you need to take those things off, and you need to put on the righteousness of God, the peace of God, the identity of who you are in him, and live in the joy of the Lord in every part of your life. Come on, if you believe that, give the Lord a shout of joy. Give the Lord a shout of joy. Hallelujah. Make way, because the King of Glory, what is the King of Glory doing? He's making us new. He's making us new. He's giving us a new nature. He makes us new in him. But let me go deep for a minute, because I believe this is a prophetic picture specifically for what the King of Glory desires to do in this season. See, hear me for a minute. I believe that God is doing something new and fresh right now in his bride and in his church. Pastor, God doesn't do anything new. Yes, he does. Isaiah 43, verse 19, I can take you to it. Where he says, behold, I'm about to do a new thing. God does new things. You guys know God does new things, right? Let me say it this way. God is always perfect. But he is not always predictable. And that's where he catches us sometimes. Well, God, I didn't know you were going to do that. Ta-da. God is always perfect. But God is not always predictable. And see, I believe that right now God is doing something new and fresh. I believe God is pouring out new wine. I believe God is releasing new power. I believe God is releasing new spiritual mantles for his sons and daughters to walk in. I believe there are things happening and shifting, that God is awakening our spirits to a fresh outpouring of his glory and his goodness. But listen to me, we cannot receive new wine, new power. We can't put on new mantles of authority and function if we keep the old stuff on. We can't do it. We can't receive and put on the new things that God is doing if we keep the old stuff on. The Holy Spirit is saying so clear, make way and make room. Make way and make room. Why? Because I believe the King of Glory is coming, and we need, church, listen, we need what he is releasing in order to fulfill the assignment that we're supposed to have as the glorious church in the earth. I believe that we need to accept and walk in the new of what God is doing. See, I believe, church, this is the season where true kingdom intimacy and identity is being restored. The Spirit of God is reminding us, listen, that we are sons, servants, and soldiers in the kingdom. That God is trying to awaken us again to understand that we are a family and we're an army. Somebody say amen if you believe what God is doing. God's doing these. Listen, I believe this is the season, church, that God is reestablishing and awakening his people to the function and offices of apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. I believe God is trying to awaken his church and his bride to understand this is the season that King Jesus desires his church to do more than gather in a building, but to go into the world with godly faith and with godly works to make disciples and make a difference in every part of our lives. I believe God is releasing these things for us to walk in. But he's not going to take that old off of you. You're going to do it. Did he force salvation on you? No, you chose. Remember something. None of us are born winners or losers. We're all born choosers. We're all born choosers. And if you chose salvation, I believe this is a season for you to choose to receive the new things that God is doing. I believe this is the season to say, Lord, I want to walk in the new mantles that you're releasing in the earth for your people. God, I want to walk in the new things that you're doing in and through us. You say, Pastor, is it important to receive the new? Yes, because King Jesus is coming back, and he is coming back for a glorious church and a holy and pure bride. Think about it for a minute. He's not coming back for a compromised bride. He is not coming back for a bride steeped in religious tradition. Can I tell you my prayer in this season? My prayer in this season is that there is an awakening to the church, specifically here in America, that we would take off American Christianity and we would put on kingdom. We would put on King Jesus in every part of our lives. Pastor, where's the difference? You can look around and see the fruit of that Christianity. Bible says you will know people by their fruit. I think you'll know movements in this season by their fruit. We've seen sons and daughters that don't walk in the Lord. They walk in rebellion everywhere. We see the people of God struggling, apathetic, indifferent. They're powerless. They don't know the fullness of God. Why? Because instead of putting on the mantle of King Jesus and the kingdom, they put on the mantle of American Christianity that said, well, as long as I got a big house, the Lord loves me and I'm just fine. Listen, the Lord is not pleased with that. Now, let me say this. The Bible says the Lord is the one who gives wealth. I'm not saying that if you're wealthy, the Lord is not in it. What I'm saying is the Lord is done with people who are hoping to just walk in religion and tradition and still go to heaven. He's over it. Hear the man of God for a minute. He's done with it. I promise you in this season, the Lord is not going to promote anybody that is not promoting the kingdom of God first. So I believe in this season it is paramount that we recognize that God is doing new things. I believe it is important that we see and understand that God is trying to awaken his church again for us to recognize that we must say yes to the new thing he is doing. Let me say it this way. We can be grateful for our past, but we must be loyal to the future. Let me say it one more time. We can be grateful for our past, but we must be loyal to the future. We must be loyal to what God is doing in the earth right now. We must be committed to what God is doing right now. I believe the Lord is getting our attention because he wants us to understand that he is coming, the King of glory is coming, and we want to receive and reflect his glory in all that we are, but it is up to us to make a way. Make way! King of glory is coming. Make way, the King of glory is coming. How terrible it would be to know that in our generations on the earth, this was our moment. This was our season to walk in the fullness of what God has for us, and we said no. May we say yes to everything God says yes to. May we say yes to the glory of God. Well, Pastor, what if the glory of God causes us to change? Good. But Pastor, what if that means that my life looks different? Good. What if it means that I no longer focus on all these other things, but I have new focuses? Good. Not your will, his will. Not your way, his way. And I believe we've spent 100 days pursuing those things. But listen, we're not done pursuing. We can celebrate that we've spent 100 days preparing for the King of glory. But listen to me. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem that day, was he finishing or was he just getting started? He was just getting started. People of God, hear me. We're just getting started in the season that God has for us. So just like we've said yes for 100 days, let's keep saying yes. Let's keep saying yes to what God is speaking, what God is revealing, what God is releasing. May we be people that aren't bound by anything. May we ask the Lord to loose us. Why? Not so we can go crazy, but that we can go with him into every place that he needs us to go to be his reflection in the earth. And then may we take off. May we take off anything that would stop us from putting on the new of what God is doing in this season. May we take off anything that would stop the new power that God wants us to walk in every part of our lives. Why? Because the King of Glory is coming. The King of Glory is coming. He's coming back for a glorious church. And if we want to be a glorious church, we have got to encounter.